Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. It is time to take a look at the other side with Jeremy Kahn from The Fan in Baltimore, where they are not the Ravens' flagship. So that allows their host to say things like, John Harbaugh has overstayed his welcome here and should probably be fired. And also would allow for Jeremy to respond untethered to Lamar Jackson going after me on Twitter, and then the Ravens' website writing about that exchange. Hello, Jeremy.
What's up, Pony? Yeah, man, it's nice. I think earlier today I said Harbaugh is more like a supervisor than a coach. He just allows the offensive guy to do the offense, defensive guy to do the defense, and you need me on fourth down, just let me know. I feel like that's what we've been seeing here. But, yeah, it's been fun times this year with football so far.
I actually think Steelers fans, Jeremy, would take that with Mike Tomlin if he just checks in on fourth down when they need him, because right now he's got all the defense.
I disagree. Tomlin's fourth down.
He's got a little bit of the offense. Yeah, sure.
It's the last thing
he's got
I
a little bit of
do.
The special teams. He's kind of got a little bit of everything. Mike actually might show up in the business office and mail letters and stuff if he feels like it.
I mean, it is funny how both of these organizations and the fact that you have this great rivalry for so long has such a meaningful game, and it just feels like there's nothing to this. There's no flair. Nobody's fired up. Like, we're both mired in mediocrity, so it doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
But I also think, too, like, no matter who gets into the playoffs, I think everyone's live because there are no great teams.
Okay, so let's do Lamar Jackson here in all seriousness, even though I don't know why he's taking time to, like, try to spar with me on social media. How badly compromised and injured is he for this game on Sunday?
I mean, realistically, we don't know. He's not practicing all week. There was the report, and Lamar kind of admitted to it that somebody had stepped on him. So, obviously, we're thinking it's a lower leg injury somewhere. He said his hamstring's 100%. I don't know that I believe that. We've watched him run some, but he still looks like he's running a little bit differently, like gingerly almost. That's still better than most of the guys in the league, to be honest with you. But I think the problems that we're seeing have been in the passing game thus far. Some of the passes have just been off. So, yeah, there is something going on, and he's overcompensating for something. That's why you're seeing some of these passes sail.
Jeremy, besides passes sailing, how else is his inability to maybe move the way that Ravens fans and he himself is accustomed to moving on the field hurting their offense? Like, what has it turned this offense into? What has been, like, the visible impact of it?
Yeah, I think I was saying to somebody else, like, you know, they face Minnesota and then Cleveland. And you're like, oh, those are good defenses. You know, Brian Flores, that pass rush that he brings, that cover zero. And then you start looking at some of the other things, and then it's like, then you face Cincinnati, who had the worst defense in the history of the league, and you manage two touchdowns against them at home on a short week. So, I think some of that's factored in. I do think Derrick Henry was hampered early when Lamar went out. But if Lamar's not going to rush, you know, if he's not going to run as much as we expect, what does that do to some of the read option plays that were so dangerous for him? And the RPOs here, we just haven't seen it. And I think there was a stat that came out that Lamar's had 20 in his 20 runs. He hasn't broken a tackle at all this season or something. I mean, it's just crazy to think about how last year looked and how different this year looks. Yeah.
That is if that's true, that is an insane stat. You told me something that I didn't know about. And I think this audience, when taking stock of this matchup on Sunday, would be surprised to hear. You told me that Tyler Linderbaum is not a guy that you think is going to get an extension from the Ravens. And that blew my mind, because a couple of years ago, we were so pissed that we didn't draft him. And we thought the Steelers had screwed that up. And now I'm hearing you say things like this offensive line is really underachieved and Linderbaum is just not it. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, look, there was a big thought process here of what they were going to do with OA and Linderbaum. And, of course, they've traded OA away, and they get Gilman back in that trade, which has allowed them to move Kyle Hamilton up closer to line of scrimmage. So that's worked out in that aspect. Then the thought process was, well, if they're going to give it to OA, then they're going to pay Linderbaum. But the fact remains that if you look at him, he's probably looking about $20 million on the open market. He hasn't had the greatest season. The Ravens are, once they get Lamar's deal done, and I fully expect that to get done whenever over the next course of the next year, they're going to be like $80 million under the cap. But they have no pass rushers under contract except for Mike Green. You know, you look at this interior line, you got to fix that. And then you start looking at some of the other positions, and you're going, well, I mean, how are you going to get this done? Is Justin Madubuike going to retire? Is his career over with? Are you going to be able to pay Travis Jones, whose contract's come up? And now by signing Mark Andrews, you've just kind of admitted that you're letting Isaiah Likely walk. So is there a scenario where they bring him back? Sure, but I don't think they want to pay him that type of money when they have so many other needs.
Are fans, to what degree is the sentiment in Baltimore, Jeremy, that this team's window is closing and possibly rapidly?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The closing.
Ooh.
I mean, look, everybody's always felt like if you have that franchise guy, I mean, I think we say it here, as long as you have eight, you have a shot. Mm-hmm. And granted, it hasn't gotten done in the postseason just yet, but you still feel better about it. But there's some wholesale issues on this team that has to get better, that schematically it's not going to change. And, you know, we've been complaining here about not getting a pass rusher, but if you're not drafting in the top 10, top 15, it's difficult to find those guys, but teams do it. you got to keep plugging away at it, where the Ravens have been a best player available drafting team. So, you know, if a pass rusher's not there and they like a safety better and they got four safeties on the roster, by God, they're taking the safety. So it's just always kind of how they've done business. So I think fans are probably getting a little restless at this point of the failures in the postseason. I don't think anybody expected this season to go the way it did. But we also thought the Orioles were going to be good, too.
Steelers offense has stunk. Ravens defense has two huge names still out there, Roquan Smith and Kyle Hamilton. Is Roquan Smith really good and compared to Patrick Queen, like the real inside linebacker who impacts games? And do you put Kyle Hamilton, are the Steelers dealing with a guy who's in like the Troy Polamalu, Ed Reed stratosphere?
I think when Kyle Hamilton plays more times than not, he's the best player on the football field. Facing the opponent's offense, this guy literally does everything. I think he's the Ravens' best pass rusher, their best tackler, their best cover guy. I mean, he just does so much on that field. And we keep talking about, is he ever going to win Defensive Player of the Year? And you kind of need like everything to go right because, again, you do a little bit of everything. You're not showing out in one category. I think the world of him. I think that guy's amazing. And that's what everybody in Baltimore was saying when Patrick Queen left. It's like, you do realize like his game kind of changed when Roquan got here. So they really weren't as upset of letting him walk. I think the writing was on the wall. I don't think Patrick Queen is awful, but at times, you know, looks like he wants to blow guys up with the shoulder instead of tackling them, or, you know, and again, like in pass coverage, that's where he was supposed to kind of make his hay. And we didn't see that as much here. So I do think Roquan's the real deal. I don't think he's as good as everybody thinks he is now. I mean, there's still some, you know, he's faded a little bit, but he's still one of the better linebackers in football.
Is Derrick Henry not quite Derrick Henry because of reasons that just have to do with him having lost at least like a slight step, or is it more connected, in your opinion, to Jackson's lack of health and struggles?
I think more of the Jackson stuff, but also, again, some of the problems with the offensive line. Like, as much as, you know, everybody, we were talking about Tyler Linderbaum, he's not having that year, and their tackles have been the best part of this offensive line, and it hasn't been great. I think Derrick Henry's getting hit closer to the line of scrimmage than he ever has in his career. He's a guy that wants to get downhill and start running. And if you're not going to afford him that opportunity, we've seen it. I mean, look, he's caught. He had that 20-some mile-an-hour run down the sideline earlier this year. I don't think he's done by any stretch, but it has been frustrating that this team doesn't even realize they have him there because he's standing on the sideline instead of in the game. And I keep screaming about this, too. Like, even if you're not going to give him the ball, please get him in the game down near the goal line so they at least have to think you might be giving him the ball. It sounds like something smart to do, and they don't do it.
Jeremy, let's leave on this note. We saw Fire Tomlin Chance here on Sunday. If the Ravens are struggling offensively, if the Steelers are surprisingly winning this game on Sunday, could the fans turn on the Ravens and they go from having a home field advantage to having a very awkward situation where their own fans are giving them crap during the game?
I mean, I think you could hear some booing at times if that happens. More of our fans, I mean, you get all the very terrible boos, you know, from Baltimore. But you'll hear a bunch of that. I'm assuming that if things go awry, you'll start to hear that pick up throughout the season. Maybe not necessarily in this game. But, you know, as we look at this division, no matter what happens in this game, even though the winner has a way better chance of making it to the playoffs than the loser, like, nobody's out of it, because I don't think you can sit here and say either one of these teams would make the run and just win the rest of their games.
Jeremy Kahn from The Fan in Baltimore, where he's allowed to criticize their coach and not fear reprisal. Thank you, Jeremy.
Hey, anytime, guys.
There you go.
Pony, what would it be like for you if we were the Steelers' flagship, and you were coming on to do this show on Mondays after, like, the Steelers get routed by the Bills? I feel like you would have a case of indigestion that no amount of Tums could solve. You'd be over there squirming. Malzy, there's so many things I want to say, but I can't
say.
Citing
Tomlin's, like, all-time win-loss percentage.
And you'd come on the air.
Talking about games from 15 years ago.
Well, it was a really tough game on Sunday, but I know Coach T will have the guys ready to play against Baltimore. You believe me?
We'll make our picks for Sunday's game. It is a bigger point spread, so maybe we'll surprise you and pick the Steelers to cover. And Austin Bechtold follows us, so look forward to that here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.